Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Sharna, thank you ever so much for taking the time to come and chat with us. We are all so looking forward to the musical. In fact, we're looking forward to just getting out again. And I'm sure before we talk about Singing in the Rain, I mean, the last couple of years for someone like you must have been really, really difficult to negotiate. So you must be beside yourself to be back out on stage again.
Oh, absolutely. It's been very emotional, actually, getting the show up and running and, you know, having a live audience again and experiencing that reaction. This was a show that we were meant to do in 2020, you know, and it all got pulled from under our feet very quickly. And the fact that it's, you know, 2 years down the line now and we're finally getting to bring the show to Dublin and we're finally just getting to do the show, you know, it's really special and been a long time coming, but it's definitely been worth the wait because we're having the best time.
Now, it is a show, Singing in the Rain, that most people would have heard of course, based on the 1952 musical with Gene Kelly. And you, I mean, you're the leading lady. You play the role that Debbie Reynolds played in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, big shoes to fill, right? No pressure.
Well, I think you've got a lot under your belt, actually. I think you're more than capable of filling those shoes, Charlotte, now, in fairness. But it must be a joyous role to play.
Oh, it really is. I mean, as a performer, it's such a gift of a role because it ticks every box with the singing, the acting, the dancing. You know, it's challenging in all of the aspects. And I think when you do play a role that's so well known, you know, you're doing numbers like Good Morning, for example, and, you know, the famous duet that Debbie Reynolds and Gene Kelly danced together. And you're like, oh my goodness, I'm dancing this and I'm singing this. And, you know, I remember sitting at home watching Good Morning and trying to figure out how I could flip over a sofa, you know, as a child, watching Debbie Reynolds and Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor flip the sofa at the end of Good Morning. And now here I am every night doing it as my job. It just, like, it still blows my mind. I'm so grateful, and a day never passes me by that I don't realize how lucky I am to be bringing this role, like, back to life and quite literally living a childhood dream.
You've actually answered my question, because as you were talking there about, you know, when you were a little girl, and I remember when I was a little girl and I used to watch Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and I thought, oh gosh, I would so love to do that. Unfortunately, I don't have the talent, so that was never an option for me. So I was going to ask you, I mean, you are a West End leading lady and you have played many, many roles, hugely successful. And do you still get the same kick? I mean, do you still sort of pinch yourself when you're on stage going, oh my gosh, look at what I do for a living?
Absolutely, like every day. And I feel like I've had that with every show and every role, but particularly something like this. And actually, the last time that I came to the Bord Gáis Theatre in Dublin was with Top Hat, and I was playing the Ginger Rogers role, and I had that moment every day on that show. And it, even, you know, we did that show for almost 2 years, and I still had that feeling every day, and I think I will do with this as well. And I have it every day in this show when it starts raining as well. I just go, oh my gosh, and then Singing in the Rain, and it's raining on stage inside a theatre. How's it raining?
It is real water, isn't it? That doesn't sound like a stupid statement, but actually there's a lot of water in the show.
Something, I believe it's 14,000 litres of water per show that we use, and the water gets recycled, so don't worry, we're not wasting 14,000 litres of water a day. But it's a lot of water, and it absolutely buckets down and up. We all get absolutely drenched, as do the audience. If you're listening and you're sitting in the first few rows when you come and watch the show, definitely bring your waterproof, because we call it the splash zone. It absolutely pours. It absolutely pours. We all get drenched.
Well, in Ireland, we never let the rain get in the way of a good time, well, you know, so we're well used to that. And of course, you can't have a show like Singing in the Rain without rain. So
exactly. So, no, it's really good fun. We have a lot of fun in the rain.
So you're here from the 31st of May until the 4th of June.
Yes, we're on tour until the end of August, actually. We're weekly touring. So every week, a different city, which is challenging. It's a big old show to tour. As we were saying when we started chatting, you know, with everything with the pandemic, this job has been rescheduled and moved around so many times, and there's a lot of cities and venues that we've had to lose along the way. But we're all really excited that Dublin stayed on the schedule, because, you know, with everything, the jigsaw of trying to get touring productions back out across the country, obviously you can't always fit everything in, but we were like, oh, please, I hope you get to Dublin, because we all love coming to Dublin so much on tour. So we're excited.
We're very excited too, and delighted to welcome you back to Dublin. So Singing in the Rain at the Bordgash Energy Theatre from the 31st of May until the 4th of June. Charlotte Gooch, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Can't wait to have you here in Dublin, and safe trip over to us.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much.